Welcome to the MVP.
It's the Max Dude Podcast.
Yeah, we back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What to do? What's happening? What's happening, Book? How you doing? How you living, man?
I'm good, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What you eating, man? Fine.
I resorted to this. Just frosted flakes in a cup, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, living rough.
I was driving around for an hour trying to get to anything. There's so many motherfuckers out on the road right now. It don't make no damn sense, man.
What's going on? No sense. What's happening? The end of everybody
Ramadan. Ramadan time. Yeah, man. So
hungry.
Bro, I sat at one exit for like, and didn't even move for 20 minutes at the exit. Like, that's, man, look. Yeah. But luckily, I was determined, so I did find something. I didn't know there was two of my establishments in the area. So now that I know, I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? Going forward, I ain't got to fret about that. But went in and got my little healthy bowls, you know what I'm saying? My foods and shit like that. And then I was like, nigga, I need something right now, though. I'm hungry right now. I was going to go to McDonald's. There was like 50 cars lined up. Niggas out here love McDonald's, bro. Like, that's they Chick-fil-A out here. So, I ixnayed that. I was like, well, guess I'm going to go to Burger King. I pull up. I said, hey, brother, let me get a number 5. Double cheeseburger meal, right? Mm-hmm. Large size. With one slice of cheese, please, right? He was like, do you want the meal? I said, brother, I asked for a number 5. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. So you want the sandwich or the meal? I said, bro, the combo is a number 5. The combo isn't a sandwich. It's the sandwich classification. But people don't roll up and say, yo, let me get a number 5 and expect no fries and no drink. If I just wanted the sandwich, I would say, yo, let me get a double cheeseburger sandwich only or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, he was like, can you just pull up to the window? I said, fuck around with you. I pull up to the window, right? Uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, so do you want the sandwich or the meal? I said, dude, I told you a number 5. I was like, what's a number 5? He said, a double cheeseburger. Exactly. That's a meal, is it not? So do you want the sandwich or you want the meal? I said, you know what, nigga, I don't want nothing, man. Fuck you, I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. I was like, where your supervisor at, matter of fact? Where your manager? He had like he ain't hear me, right? And he was like, there was a car that was in front of me awaiting their order, so they was blocking me, right? So he was like, yeah, just tell them to move. So he comes back a couple, you know, seconds later. I'm still sitting there because the car hadn't moved yet. He was like, so you want the meal? I said, bro, I don't want shit from y'all, man. I'm just waiting on this motherfucker to move, man. Like, these, man, look, bro, maybe it's me, man, but even in America, you don't go to order through the drive-thru and be like, yo, let me get a number 1. And they be like, so you only want the sandwich. My dude, I'm not understanding these things. So this is what I got to deal with. This is what I got to eat now. You know what I'm saying? Frosted flakes in a bowl, in a cup, whatever. Come on. All good.
So nigga, what you want? Do you just want the sandwich or not?
So the other part is too, like when I go through the drive through and I say, let me get a number 5, these niggas always say the wrong value meal anyway. So you want double whopper? I said, my dude, a fucking number 5 is a double cheeseburger, a number 4 is a double whopper. He tried to fight me on this and tell me, no, sir, the number 5 is a double whopper. Bro, don't worry about it. I'm coming to the window. So that day I pulled up, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, bro, look at your menu and you tell me what a number 5 and a number 4 is. This nigga looked at the menu and still said a double whopper. My dude, I said, man, look again, try again, tell me again, what is a number 5? Oh, double cheaper. Exactly, man. Exactly. I'm like, now, unless y'all got the board out here posted wrong, one of these things is incorrect if you got a whole different fucking lineup of meals that you can get. But it's cool, man. Look, man, I wasn't supposed to have it. You know what I'm saying? No one's supposed to have it, but these niggas got curly fries. So I wanted the curly fries, man. It's curly fries. Oh my God. That is all good. That is all good. Ain't no time, man.
That nigga getting there mad eating cereal. You should have just said whatever, man, and yeah, give me the fries, bro. Yeah, I want fries and a drink, man. You should have just said that and moved on. You wouldn't be eating Frosted Flakes right now.
I was looking at the time. I had to get back. You know what I'm saying? I had to get back.
That's why you should have just said, yo, man, just give me the fries and a drink, bro. Just come on, man.
Bro.
But stand on business, go wrong. Now you're hungry.
I got some Rice Krispies too. I'll be all right. I'm making work.
I got you. Yo, my jersey came in.
It was
46 weeks. It's in here.
That was fast as shit.
Yeah, it was fast as hell. It was just last week when I ordered it. It's already in. I already got it here.
Damn.
Shout out to Asia Wilson. Told you niggas, y'all probably thought I was capping. Y'all thought I wasn't going to order. Yeah, I ordered my jersey. You know what I'm talking about? I ordered it right then. You know what I'm saying? It's already in. Shout out to Asia. You know what I'm saying? Now I know they coming in that quick. You know what I'm saying? I might have to get me somebody else. I'm going to wait till Angel Reese get in there. Go get me an Angel Reese jersey. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what's up. But yeah, it was fast. They said allow 4 to 6 weeks for shipping. That's when I said it on the podcast. I was like, God, dog. Mm-hmm. And that thing said, I got something coming through UPS. And I was like, what I got through coming through UPS? Mm. And this thing was at the door. So shout out, Asia Wilson. Shout out to her. You know what I'm talking about? I'm a fan. Man, you got any week recaps that besides them bullshit and nothing?
I'm moving slow, man. There's holidays and shit going on right now.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
I've been chilling. You know, I've been sitting home these last 2 days. I'll be sitting home again tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't know that.
Yeah. Told you. That's why I told you. Like, we could have been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
I did not know that. Because I was going to call you and tell you, you know what I'm saying? On the way, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, let me hurry up and do it. Because bro got to, you know, God damn. Okay, we here anyway. It don't matter. I got plenty of stuff to talk about.
It's still plenty. Sunday for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a different day for us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Man, let's see. Let's what we want to go with. First off, I want to say something that I looked at this weekend.
Okay.
That I haven't looked at in a long time. Mm. I looked at wrestling. I looked at WrestleMania. I went back, you know what I'm saying? You say, man, your boy on there. I watched both days. I watched Saturday and Sunday. About 5-6 hours worth of content. I watched. Fast forwarded past the boring shit, though. I ain't gonna lie, fast forwarded. Cause it's on Peacock. And since I got Peacock, it's free on Peacock. So I'm like, bet that. I watched it and I'm not gonna lie, they might have me back watching wrestling on a regular everyday basis. I was thoroughly entertained. From start to finish. Don't get me wrong. Some of the moves now, since I guess we older, they clearly look fake. I mean, because the imagination is kind of gone from that. So it's like, you can actually see them talking now, like more, you know what I'm saying? Like, do that move. But I enjoyed the whole thing. I enjoyed the storylines. I enjoyed the WrestleMania. I enjoyed the women's match. I enjoyed a whole bunch. There's a whole lot of new people that I've seen. I went and got the WWE wrestling game. I had got that a couple weeks ago when it first came out. I could only play with the niggas I knew. I only played with the old school wrestlers. But now I know motherfuckers now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Uso brothers. You know what I'm saying? I played with them niggas. Shout out to so many people. You know what I'm saying? I think her name Rhea Ripley or some shit like that. She was hard as hell on there. I was like, damn, that's cold. Jade Cargill, I think that's the name. I always liked her because she big, she muscly, black woman. She reminded me of like,
yeah,
she dope. You know what I'm saying? But I watched her the other thing, little clips or whatever. And everything that I saw was great. Shout out to Seth freaking Rollins. He got his ass beat literally every match that I saw, but he literally had one of the hardest theme musics out there right now. That shit hard. Have you heard? You know who Seth Rollins is?
Yeah.
You heard his theme music?
Mm-hmm.
That shit hard. I ain't gonna lie. I like that shit. I like that shit. That shit hard. So, I like him, even though he got his ass beat literally every time, two days straight. I love that theme music, nigga. I can see this nigga come out every time, nigga. That shit was hard. So, hey, shout out, man. WWE, y'all got me back. I'm at least gonna try to watch the main, the big events. But okay. I don't know about y'all. Yeah, it's too much during the week. You know what I'm saying? Got Monday, Tuesday, and all. It's too much shit during the week. But I think I'm definitely gonna keep up with it more than I normally have kept up with it. Have you seen anything? You was watching your boy?
Oh, the Final Bottom came out there in the Versace chop off sleeveless. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Let the Brahma bull run wild through the stampede of the field of the crowd and shit. Yeah, I saw my boy out there.
But take I gotta tell you one thing.
Whoop some ass. What's happening?
One thing, real quick. I'm so proud of these Young Bucks. A lot of them wearing pants. It ain't too many draws wearing niggas that I saw on WrestleMania. So shout out to them niggas. It's still wild to me seeing the Rock adjust his draws in year 2024. Nigga, put on some pants. Like, you should have just came out there with them pants on. Like, you don't need draws, Rock. I mean, but hey, my bad. Back to you. Go ahead.
Hey, man, you let the final boss be the final boss. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He gonna do what he want to do. He run that. He run that whole organization like that. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So, we ain't gonna act like he ain't on the board. Okay? The Rock is making moves. And what's crazy is wrestling wasn't popping like this. It wasn't jumping like that. It was cool. But that nigga, him coming back was a shot of adrenaline. You know what I'm saying? He invigorated that. This was the most hyped and talked about fucking WrestleMania I ever heard and seen in my life, man. Like, you couldn't go nowhere and nobody was not talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, they did it outside, gave it an outside vibe in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Lucky it wasn't raining, you know what I'm saying? But good job, you know what I'm saying? Good job with the elements, you know what I'm saying? But it was a shit was dope, man. Mm-hmm. It was dope, man. Like, I saw a clip today. Somebody was like, he kept saying, Cena about to come out. And I was like, how would this nigga know that John Cena gonna come out? Like, it was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy.
I was watching it and I said, literally everybody is in this motherfucker except John Cena. When I was thinking it. And then next thing you knew, the nigga popped out. I was like, oh shit, nigga. Yeah. I manifested that shit. You hear me? That shit crazy. That nigga look weak though. He looks small now. He was too big. When you too big and then you could be shrink. I don't know what that's about. Triple H seemed like he got bigger. But other niggas seem like they get smaller. I'm like, I guess he got smaller for movies, I guess, because The Rock ain't as big either.
Probably cut weight, yeah.
But it was dope seeing them. You know, John Cena got a bald spot now. You might have to go bald. I seen you flip and you trying to put your hair back.
He can buzz cut it. You know what I'm saying? He'd be all right. Just cut it low enough so that it blend in, my boy. You know what I'm talking about? Spotlight and all. But, yeah, man, no wrestling. It has been dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Even when your boy popped out, you know what I'm saying? Like, your boy, I think I said that before, like, it takes my guy a whole phrase before the crowd realizes. Like, it'd be like a slow disconnect because they got to get the whole, if you smell, like, then they erupt. You know what I'm saying? It's not on the if. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no, nigga, y'all niggas shit explode on if. No funny. You know what I'm talking about? No diddy. Me, I hear if, and I already know it's lit. You know what I'm talking about? Because ain't another nigga with an if. You know what I'm saying? So I know it means goosebumps. You know what I'm saying? But your boy, just that, don't, like.
Bro, if the lights turn off, if the lights just turn off, niggas think the Undertaker there. You know what I'm saying? Bro, so, yeah.
That, yo. Yeah, Undertaker got what it was, man. Taker got the between the most iconic entrances. Like, it's either the glass breaking or Undertaker, you know, for Stone Cold, or, you know what I'm saying, before the music even start, like, mm-hmm. them is immediately, you know who the hell it is. And, mm-hmm. yo, that's a powerful entrance, man. That's a powerful entrance. And that, for a nigga that has not changed his, I mean, of course, when he changed characters, you know what I'm saying, it was a different, you know, theme or whatever, the American Badass, whatever the fuck he called himself. But when he was just the Undertaker, his song ain't never changed.
Don't need to. Well, it did. Well, he was Ministry of Darkness is a little different.
Yeah.
The bass is still there.
Still the same either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that shit. Yeah, that's some dope stuff, man. That's some dope stuff. So,
man, do you follow it like that? You've been following it before? Or?
Yeah, so my boy came back. You know what I'm talking about? So when I saw The Rock back, nigga, I got to lock back in. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. time to. Yeah. Goosebumps. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's time to lock in, bro. So ever since he been back, I've been watching. You know what I'm saying? Now he said he about to go take himself a break. So am I. I'll see you when you get back.
Man.
Oh, man.
It was that feeling like when you was a kid, you know how you could feel energy through the TV. You could feel that energy. And like, say they had that old clip when DMX was performing in front of like Woodstock. It was like people everywhere. And you could feel that energy coming from that. That's how I felt the same thing. Like how I was a kid, I could feel that energy coming from the stage, the arena. It was excited to feel that, you know what I'm saying? Again, it was dope. It's a couple of things that you can feel the energy with that many people there without actually being there. Sports, you know what I'm saying? Sports, you feel that. But more, it's like that wrestling, though. It was just, man, you just felt it. Even when Cody Rhodes won, you felt that energy. You feel that energy from the crowd when they was like, they couldn't stand the damn Rock for a second. But then they wanted him to do it. It's like they didn't like the Rock, but they, hey, I need you to do this shit. You know what I'm talking about? So it's dope, man. It was super dope watching that. It was like a blast from the past. Shout out to Roman Reigns. I like Roman Reigns, even some of the times I looked at him when he was, when they said he was with the Shield or whatever. I just liked his look. I was like, okay, he good. And he wear pants. So I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's like the first prerequisite for me. Is this nigga wearing drawers or he wearing pants? So he always wearing pants. And then it came out there. He was like a harder. He didn't, like, every time I saw him, he didn't take no junk. So, but I can't speak on it because, like I said, I ain't follow it like that. But for when I seen him, he looked like he was hard. Plus, he wore pants, didn't wear no drawers or panties. And shout out. I thought it was dope. So shout out to WrestleMania. I definitely will be watching some more wrestling. You know what I'm saying? And then that was like the blackest WrestleMania I've ever seen. It was so many black people there. They had Coco Jones singing the national anthem. I saw 2 Chainz on there. Snoop Dogg was doing ring announcing and all kind of shit, man. That shit was dope. So shout out to them. WWE, y'all did y'all shit that time. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get into some basketball. Okay, first off, let's get into Bronny. Declares for the draft, man. I got to get you. I don't think we talked about that. Hey, man, I know we was going into something else, but hey, shout out to our background, man. You know what I'm saying? We changed up the background just a little bit. It'll be a remiss from us not to acknowledge the background now. You know what I'm saying? Steadily innovating, steadily doing more, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, the only problem is you won't see too many big cuts of us by ourselves no more. Cause I mean, I don't got another background for that shit. So we just gonna stay like this. Yeah, we ain't zooming in on one motherfucker no more. You know what I'm saying? We just like this. We pay money for this goddamn. You know what I'm saying? So hey, it is what it is. Anyway, back to old Bronny. Bronny James. We gotta talk about him. Bronny James declares for the NBA draft. And as well said he's entering the transfer portal. Kind of want to get your opinion on this, what you think is actually happening. I'm just real curious about this.
Transfer, yes. Because that team over there, that university, that's Juju House. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. There's supposed to be, there was a projected number one overall pick, Collier, whatever his name is, the guard that plays with him on USC. He was projected to go number one for a long time. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we stopped talking about him at USC. We started talking about Juju. You know what I'm saying? So that you ain't never gonna be back. You ain't gonna be bigger than her. So you doing right, bro. You doing right. Go on and leave that. You know what I'm saying? Not unless you're gonna be the Omar Epps, the Hurston Highlathan. That's the only way this is gonna work. But let's go on and cut that right down. Then I think he does need to transfer though for sure. You know what I'm saying? Get him a better environment. Who knows, man? Maybe he goes through you know what I'm saying, with him having the situation that he had, maybe when he walks into the practice arena or to the school, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many memories, too many flashbacks. You know, people do, you know what I'm saying? Just even though you're over it, you might relive it every day. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the surroundings. So maybe that might be what it is, too. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? The system didn't benefit him. He wasn't getting enough playing time. Thought he could do more. Thought some people that was in front of him shouldn't have been. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So I'm all for him exploring options and better opportunities to become the player that he wants to be. As far as entering the draft, that's your daddy right there. That's all the willpower of your father. If you get drafted, that's going to say a lot about who we know who he is. But people don't like to admit that he is who he is. And if niggas use a draft pick on you, bro, that say a lot. That say a whole fucking lot, because I don't see it. Not right now, bro. I just don't see it. I don't see it. You're not ready. You're not ready for the league, my man. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no hate. You didn't show anything this season that tells me you can be prepared and handle grown men in the league. You know what I'm saying? Don't see it. Don't see it.
My thing is, I totally agree with you with that part. But I also, you've been watching LeBron and JJ's Reddick podcast or whatever. I'm listening to LeBron talk, especially when he talks about college, and he kind of has a disdain for college sports. Not sports, but men's college basketball. Because he said he's watched more of it than he's ever did. And I almost think LeBron think I can teach him better
than what he's getting over there.
Yes, than what he's getting over there. I don't think he's starting right now. He's not really getting a lot of PT. Yeah. And Bronny is a different type of player. He's not going to be that player that he's not going to hit 100 points or nothing like that, but he's going to set people up. He's going to make sure everybody – he's like LeBron is in the aspect of he's going to make the right play. And I could see maybe that's happening, but what's helping them out a lot is that they said that this is like the worst draft class of all time.
Boy, so, weak as hell. No. So, what year was that? 2000? Whenever Anthony Bennett went number one, whatever year that was, that draft class was trash too. The year that Oluwakandi went number one, that draft class was trash as well. Like, there's been some real dump fests. You know what I'm talking about? I might throw my name in there, see if I get lucky. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if I get lucky. But shit. Broken and back. Number 39. Overall. Out of Kuwait City.
You wild. You get they draft you. They really ain't got nobody. Two broken knees and everything. They wild. But that's the only saving grace that I see for LeBron for Bronny right now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's all that he got like the perfect storm. Like they're not even looking at people in college basketball. College basketball. I didn't even watch. I didn't even want to turn the game on to watch their finals to watch kind of men's basketball. I didn't even know who was in that motherfucker, to be totally honest with you. To be honest, I have no clue. But shout out to them. It ain't. I'm not trying to shit on them. It's just they don't have the juice right now. Ain't nobody trying to watch that. Ain't nobody checking for them like that. Not right now.
At all.
So it is what it is.
But congratulations to UConn. You know what I'm saying? They won. So
thank you for the update because I didn't know. Never.
For whoever's the alumni of UConn, you know what I'm saying, or know some people, or maybe that's your team and you watching us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you and yours. You know what I'm saying? They got to celebrate back-to-back champions. You know what I'm saying? Hasn't been done since Florida with Joakim Noah and them boys and Al Horford and them. You know what I'm saying?
UConn won last year?
Yeah, they won last year too.
Didn't know.
Hey, yeah.
I can tell you who won the women's basketball. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Honestly, after North Carolina lose, after the Tar Heels lose, I don't watch. I don't watch. We lost to Alabama. So, you know, there go that. We should have been where we should have been. They like the Cowboys right about now. And speaking of which, y'all, people are mad at me because I said I'm no longer supporting the Cowboys.
Hold on. I didn't hear that. When this happened?
Oh, this is at work. This is as soon as they got Stephon Diggs out and down with Houston. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I said, nigga, we ain't even the best team no more. That wasn't what sold it, though, right? So I didn't jump ship right then and there. It was when I saw Derrick Henry's interview on the podcast. Oh, fuck. I forget the name.
I Am Athlete? No,
they're not I Am Athlete no more. But the one with, yeah, you know which one I'm talking about. People, y'all know which one.
The pivot.
There you go. Yeah. So when he was like, the Cowboys didn't even reach out to him. To gauge his interest. See, I thought we might have reached out and he just decided elsewhere. You know what I mean? Kind of like Dalvin Cook when we tried to go get him and he was like, nah, I'm going to go to Baltimore. Right? Mm-hmm. The fact that we know we need a fucking running back after the productivity that we got last season, the fact that we know that nigga is available, and they was talking about during the trades, you know, during that timeline, trying to trade for him. Tennessee was reluctant to let him go, so I understand that. But the fact that you know this man is a free agent and you didn't even reach out to his agent to gauge the interest and see if he would be willing to come over there, didn't have no man, I'm done with y'all. I'm done with you niggas. Ain't nothing to talk about. I'm no longer part of this damn. I'm not. Yeah, niggas, kiss my ass. We ain't the best team in Texas, and I hope we play them. And when I say we, I hope the Texans. I hope we. The Houston Texans played on fuck ass Cowboys and we let them know what it is. And I hope we do it in Arlington. And I hope we do it in Arlington.
You a Texans fan?
I want a nigga to San Francisco TO that star. Come on with it, Stephon. Tell your brother ass up. That ain't no funny. That ain't no wild stuff. Cause his brother is a Dallas Cowboy cornerback. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I know they're gonna match up. Stephon, cook that nigga. Cook him. Cook them. Whip them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
So you a Houston Texans fan now?
And CJ Stroud, we trust.
Man, I'm telling y'all right now, man. That boy just talking right now. That cowboy blood, goes so deep in his spirit. I've known him so long.
Okay.
Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way, man.
Okay.
That boy is a Cowboy fan through and through. They can say what they want.
I wish I was home just like you got your Las Vegas Aces jersey. I'd have had a Texan jersey on right now. But it's gonna take a while to get out here. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have got here back in time. But let me, man, listen. I'm not fucking with these niggas, man. I ain't fucking with them. I called one of my employees. I called him. He was already off. I said, man, you see who the fuck y'all just got? He was like, nah, man, what you talking about? I said, y'all just got Stephon Diggs. He was like, man, you playing. I said, nah, man. Nah, I'm joining the team. I'm joining the team. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the Cowboys, man. Ain't nothing they could do. There's nothing that they could do that would make me believe that they are the team that they say they want to be. Because they ain't doing it. So, that's that, man. I told everybody. I was like, they was like, man, you just talking. Just like you think I'm talking. I said, no, I'm not. I was like, I got nothing to say about them Cowboys. I don't care if Houston go 3-7 in their first 10 and the Cowboys is 10-0. Guess who I ain't cheering for? Guess who I ain't talking down? Who I ain't talking about? I'm not talking about them niggas.
Listen.
They can do what they want across town. They can do what they want.
If they win the Super Bowl next year.
Huh?
Yeah, you heard what I said.
What?
You heard? If they win a Super Bowl, nigga.
Look here, man. My birth certificate don't say Texas. It say Virginia, but nigga, we won. For the state.
Oh, man.
I don't see that happening, though. I don't see that happening.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, hey.
I'm tired of lies, man. I'm tired of lying to myself. It ain't the fact that they lied to me. It's the lies that I accept. You know what I'm saying? Man, and I keep telling myself to believe, stay strong, stand fast, stand tall. And these niggas crumble every time, and I'm tired of getting my heart shattered into a million pieces because these niggas treat me like glitter and spread my particles all over the goddamn place. I'm done with them. I'm done. Let's go, Texas. You know what I'm saying? How you doing?
You done with the Cowboys.
You know how they do it?
Big Craig.
That's the eight, right? That's how they do it? Yeah,
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think
y'all they're going to accept it. We got time. Season ain't start yet. Y'all Houston, y'all send it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was a shocker. Okay, no problem.
Fuck the Cowboys, man.
Hey. Well, let's touch on the girls. Shout out to South Carolina for winning the national championship. Predicted. Shout out to y'all.
We predicted it.
I predicted every step of the way.
We predicted it, y'all. We predicted
it. I convinced you. Convinced you because you had it the other way. You had Caitlin Clark winning. And so I was like, okay. They know. We can go back to the footage.
I said, what I said is they're going to try their hardest to give her that storybook ending. Yeah. And when it started off 10-0, it was well on its way to being written that way. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Carolina, though. Shout out to Carolina.
Shout out to Carolina. Shout out to Iowa. A lot of people, man, got a lot of vitriol. I think that's the right word. Vitriol. Whatever the fuck. I'm tearing that word up. But a lot of animosity for Caitlin Clark. And I think the animosity is misplaced a little bit. Trust me. I did not want Caitlin Clark to win. I was going for South Carolina. Shout out to her. I can respect her for what she did. But I think a lot of times what happens is it's like the Cowboys. The people outside of them hyped them up so much that people get annoyed by it. So I think people was annoyed by the talk. Like, she's the greatest of all time and type shit. I was like, she ain't even won. She ain't even won nothing. So I think that's what kind of got people a little upset. But I think now that she lost, people could take a step back and be like, okay, the girl did her job. She's going to WNBA. Shout out there. She had a good career. But I also need the media on the other side to calm down. Because just like Angel Reese, a lot of these people, like, well, I guess they're getting money. So I don't know how much I can fault them, but you don't want them to be overly scrutinized, especially if it ain't on them. Because Caitlin Clark ain't really did nothing but be a competitor. Yeah. Angel Reese ain't did nothing but be a competitor, but then they make them into villains and they boost them up way more than they should be. We talked about Maya Moore last week. It's like, you should have said she's one of the greatest players now of all time, but they just boost up. Oh, she's the greatest. Like, come on. We seen Cheryl Miller. We seen Maya Moore. We seen these good women Cheryl players. Like, you can't just boost them up. They're players that won. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You can't do that. So shout out to them. Hopefully they get in more perspective, but it's helping the women's game too. So if that keeps on rising the stock of the women's game, I guess it's somebody gotta be the WNBA Jesus, I guess. I guess it's gonna have to be her. But how you feel, man?
I'm just hoping that with these talents that are now leaving, I'm hoping that there's newer talent coming in to replace that. They have the same type of, you know what I'm saying, personalities. Because let's be real, that's why everybody was tuned in this year. The competitive nature. You know what I'm saying? It's not to say that y'all don't be competing, but it was just a different type of fervor behind the shit. You know what I mean? especially after how last season went. You know what I mean? Seeing that championship. Mm-hmm. All of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want that. People want that. I don't care who say what, you're lying to yourself if you don't want that shit in the game, in sports. All right? So, I mean, you got a lot of them leaving now, though. You know what I'm saying? Some of the bigger faced individuals, the bigger talents. So I'm hoping that, you know, somebody, you know what I'm saying? There's some other women out there that we didn't get a chance to see that might have been, you know, redshirting or whatever the case is. Or, you know, with the opportunities that are now going to be given, like, nah, yeah, I'm nice. I'm like that too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that's what we get. I'm looking forward to next season. You know what I'm saying? I really am. Still don't know who the niggas is. I'm looking forward to the women. You know what I'm saying? God give them truth. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Put more of the women's games on TV. That's what I would like to see.
It's crazy, man. It's great. A couple years ago, man, I would never thought I would say that kind of stuff, man. But Shout out to them. They took big strides, and I'm hoping the WNBA sees that kind of stuff and kind of some of that stuff is already in the game. Don't get me wrong, but the storylines and all that kind of stuff, you kind of need that, but to grab people's attention. To me, it reminded me of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. That they when the NBA was going down, they grabbed that storyline. It was like the Great White Hope versus the black basketball player with a good smile and everybody was very likable. It was like that. They kind of, I mean, Floyd Mayweather knows that you gotta have yin and yang. Unfortunately, with America, you gotta have that white person that's real good. You gotta have that black person that's real good to battle against each other because you got the both sides battling. Unfortunately, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out.
You got to get on the Great White Hype. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's a phenomenal movie, people. Y'all got to watch that. David Wayans.
It is not phenomenal. It is a funny movie, but it's not phenomenal.
I love that shit. What was my nigga said? David Wayans. Okay, so I know you're the Reaper, but no. It was something. The car started with a B. I know it by heart. It's just right now I'm struggling to think of what they used to call that shit, man. All right. It's all good though. But that's a great movie, y'all. Go on and watch that.
It's a funny movie. I don't gonna say phenomenal and all this shit. Hell nah. It's a funny movie. Wayne's got so fat, that shit was funny, boy. Shout out to them though. But now, on to another battle. We talking about fighting, so let's talk about another. I don't know if you can call it a battle, but we can call it a mince words. We had Kendrick come out with what he came out with. We all talked about that. You know what I'm saying? When he kind of threw shots at Drake. If you want to say he threw a shot at Cole, you can, I guess. But I didn't really see the Cole stuff on it, but it's fine. This last week, Cole came out. And he threw some shots, I guess. And then a couple of days later, he retracted his shots and he apologized. I think we need to talk about this, okay? Before we get into anything, I need Book to tell me he's sorry. You know what I'm saying? I need Book to apologize to me. Like J. Cole apologized to Kendrick.
I don't even know what to talk about.
That's right. I'm going to tell the people why.
We'll just carry on.
Book hit me up, and he said, man, J. Cole just dropped this shit. I'm paraphrasing, you know what I'm saying? He ain't say it just like this, but he basically dropped the atomic bomb on Kendrick ass. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Kendrick ass. You know what I'm talking about? I'm paraphrasing now. This ain't his exact words, but I'm just saying. He was like, yeah, fuck that nigga, man. He's like, you ain't here. I said, I don't even know what you're talking about, my brother. I didn't hear it. He said, I'm sending it to you now. Fuck Kendrick, bitch ass. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. He must be coming crazy. So I'm driving and I put it in and I'm listening. And the whole time thinking, I'm like, J. Cole is better than this. These bars seem very light and he don't even seem like he wants to do this. Huh?
BWC,
Lightbird. I guess. So I hit Book up and I said, Book, It's just okay. This ain't it. Then Book proceeded to call me all kind of hating ass niggas, and he like Kendrick and all that. I'm like, hold up, I love J. Cole too. It just, I can hear it. I can hear he ain't in this. Like, somebody, it sounds like somebody gassed him up, like, you got to do it, which J. Cole later said, everything I said, that's what happened. He just wasn't in there. He took, it was like a whole bunch of shit from the internet he just put on the online real quick. Shit that he heard people say about Kendrick. J. Cole is better than that. And my standard for J. Cole is higher than that, because I like J. Cole and I listen to J. Cole. Plus, I know J. Cole was real big on energy and all that stuff, so I knew that wasn't him. That ain't him. But all this time, Book was telling me, I'm a hating ass nigga. Fuck what I'm talking about. I don't know bars, all this shit. I was like, okay, Book, that's fine. That's what I need an apology on. I need an apology that, France, I think you listened to the music, you heard it the correct way, and I interpreted it the wrong way. Because, I forgot about this. Book said, yeah, he's setting Cole up. He's setting him up to sneak attack him and all this. Ain't no sneak attacks, my bro. Ain't no sneak attacks. But okay, Book, you got anything to say, man? I'm waiting on my apology.
All right, man, shout out to everybody. I found this on Amazon, right? What this is, it's a massager. Massage roller. Y'all see that joint, right? It's good for your scar tissue. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to put that, plug that real quick. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Franz done made up a whole goddamn conversation that never even took place, man.
Please tell the people what happened then.
But I was minding my business, y'all. Okay? That's part of my business. You know me. I had just woke up, actually. Here, France. Oh, shit, Book. This nigga Cold on responded on 7-minute drill. I said, oh, shit. I didn't even know the shit was out. The mod might delete this later. You know what I'm talking about? This nigga trying to go through the phone and show y'all.
I'm gonna get them text messages if you gonna lie like that. Tell the truth, nigga. Tell the truth.
All right, people. So what I did was I messaged France, but I wasn't as exuberant as this nigga was. You know, talk about this nigga exaggerate just a tad bit. I just said, hey man, Cole talking to your boy, man, is out. You know what I'm saying? He got a little response. You know what I'm saying? And France like, all right, bet I'm gonna check it out. So then he hit me back. He was like, man, it's kind of light, bro. It's kind of light. And I was like, he just setting them up, man. He dog walking them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't come out as no prize fighter and throw a haymaker right off the rip. You know what I'm talking about? You try to bait Nick. You know what I'm saying? Gotta make it entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Keep fans interested. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, he was like, but he's saying all the stuff we know. I know. You put the cheese
not
on
that,
the trap.
Not that we know. That's stuff that we heard before.
He got a good verse every 30 months. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. Because he don't rap like that. Nigga disappear all the time. I'm not doing no tripping, right? So he had a couple slick shits in there. You know what I'm saying? Especially when the beat flipped. Now you're going to talk about the record because it's null and void now because this nigga don't stood down.
He deleted it. He said he might delete it. You should have seen.
Hey, man. So the fact that, like you said, your test too, you know what I'm saying? He big on energy and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have said nothing at all. If you was really big on your energy, you would have known that even when you was recording it, your energy was off. See what I'm saying? You knew it then when you was writing it that your energy was off. You knew it when you spoke it, your energy was off. You didn't have to wait until days later to apologize when you had plenty of time to not say nothing at all. And the fact that the album, the Might Delete Later, came out like a week later, that lets me know you rushed it. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't as thoughtful as maybe you would have made it. They keep calling this stuff beef, man. It's not beef, it's competition. Yeah, it's literally competition. These niggas ain't about to have no shootout in the streets. They fucking teams ain't about to throw hands and all this other crazy shit. ride out from Carolina to LA, LA to Carolina. It ain't happening. Okay? Let's be real. This is literally who's better. Who's better? This ain't no I fucked your bitch, you fat nigga. Ain't none of that. This ain't no Vaseline with NWA and against fucking Ice Cube. There ain't none of that. Dr. Dre versus EZ. It ain't none of that. What we talking about, man? This is one person saying I'm that nigga and another nigga saying I'm that nigga. Okay, let's find out who that nigga is then. That's it. That's it. We know y'all both incredible. Lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically. I think, again, the songs, I ain't too fond of his songs, but I know the nigga can rap. Okay? I ain't gonna diminish that. I don't like his songs too much, but I know that nigga can rap. All right, so we just want to see it as fans, man. We just want to see it as fans. And I'm highly disappointed that nigga backtracked. I really am. Because on all these songs, he talking about, you know, shit, the one that he did with Benny the Butcher. You know what I'm talking about? He had a bar in there where he's talking about how, you know, when he's on features, lightning strike, all that shit, right? You always call yourself Muhammad Ali and you the best person on features and all this, but you say you him, but I'm him. But you say you that guy. Well, there go another guy saying he that guy. And he said, fuck the big three. It's just big me. Nigga, better go address that shit. You better go address that shit. Now it just make it seem like, well, fuck it. This nigga really must be him because now you scared. That's exactly how I look. I don't care. You call it energy. You can call it your aura. You can say your spirit was off. You know, this bothered me so bad. You can say whatever you want, nigga. It looked like you're scared to me. That's what it looked like. I'm still rock with you, Cole. I'm still fucking support your music, man, because I think you're fucking incredible. But you look scared to me. And I don't never want to hear you say nothing about this nigga ever again. Don't you dare throw no subliminal. Because when the smoke was there, the fire was started. And you poured water on it. Not more gasoline. I ain't trying to hear it no more. Kendrick, out of them three niggas, you the best rapper now. I mean, what we gonna say? What we gonna say? That's not my personal, like, that's not really what I believe, but I'm forced to give it to you because one nigga think he too powerful, he too major of a deal to address the shit like he ain't heard it. You know what I'm saying? He just wanna still talk about I'm on tour and whatever slick words he keep putting on IG. Nigga, go fucking make a song, nigga. Go say something to this nigga. But you ain't gonna do that. And then Cole, you backed out. So I man, look here, bro. Kendrick, do your thing, man.
If I was J. Cole, I would have gave that to Drake. Let Drake rap that. Cause it almost sounded like in Drake's cadence and everything. It sounded more like a Drake song. They could have let him get off on it, whatever. I don't think J. Cole needed to say nothing to begin with because, like I said, his bars wasn't really targeted towards him. We know who Kendrick be talking about. He talking about Drake. So shout out to J. Cole. Is like I said, J. Cole is the nigga that be trying to keep getting niggas together, but then you mad because you like, man, get your punk ass out the way. Like, let me get this nigga. That's what Kendrick be on, it seemed like. So shout out to my boy J. Cole, man. I respect it. Y'all might not like it as a rap beef and all. I mean, as a rap beef or just a sparring with words. Y'all don't like it off of that aspect, but I can respect that. I heard it. I heard he wasn't in it. Why make a nigga drag along some bullshit and he ain't in it? You can't be happy about that. He's like, you know what? That shit was corny. I fucked up. I shouldn't have did it. It's over. I'm not saying nothing else. That was me. That was on my bad. I respect that as a man saying that, you know what? I was wrong. So it don't matter.
Sometimes, no, that sounds like you're scared.
It don't sound like you're scared. It sounds like your heart.
Scared of me.
If I listened to that record objectively and I told you he didn't sound like he was in it.
Listen, again,
if you heard that,
said nothing.
He shouldn't have. But he did, and he said, you know what, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. He's saying the same thing you said. I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have let it ride. That's what he's saying. Yeah, the exact same thing you said.
You shouldn't have said nothing.
I don't think it's him being. He could have easily been like,
look, people, he could have waited still to this Dreamville Fest and been like, hey, y'all, I know y'all heard that stuff that came out 2-3 weeks ago. I know y'all waiting on me, but who I am today, yada, yada, yada. That I would accept. You see what I'm saying? But it's the fact that you put out material. I don't care how you made it sound, what energy you and effort you put into it, you still put something out, and now you're taking it back. Nigga, don't say nothing.
But look, I can respect it. You chilling, you at the house, you like, you know what, I'll forget it. I heard what he said. I ain't worried about it. I'm chill. Then now your people calling you, you getting text messages, all that stuff. You got a response. It's hip hop. All that bullshit niggas be saying. It's hip hop. You got to do it. And so he did some bullshit. He put it out there. I think it's cool that he came out there and said, you know what? It just ain't sitting right with me. I'm fine with that. Like, I messed up. It ain't sitting right with me. I shouldn't have did it. I'm cool. I know.
Man, joint album coming soon, y'all.
Who?
Joint album coming soon.
Kendrick and J. Cole?
Yeah.
Kendrick ain't on that. Kendrick might still put a diss track out. Kendrick still might diss him because he said what he said. You can't delete. I mean, he deleted it, but niggas still heard it. I wouldn't be surprised if Kendrick still come out with his shit. I mean, that's just the type of nigga he is.
Huh? I would.
I wouldn't.
No, I would. Be surprised.
So shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. Kendrick, if you hear this, if you stumble across this podcast, leave bro alone. Leave him alone. Go back to Drake. Put your sight back on Drake. We all knew J. Cole. Real fans ain't surprised by this. We knew Drake, J. Cole wasn't trying to beef like that. J. Cole actually want niggas to come together. He on Forest Hill Drive. What was it? Forest Hill Drive? It was one of the ones where he talking about it ain't no crown no more. You know what I'm talking about? It was Forest Hill Drive, I believe. He talking about he put the crown up and broke it, so ain't nobody got the crown. He just want everybody to be cool. He want everybody to be straight. That's what the type of energy he on. So shout out to J. Cole.
Nigga let Nas down again.
Oh, nah, he ain't let Nas down.
Nas would never, ever do that. Not Nas. So now I let Nas down part two. Now you gotta make a part two.
Because
revered just like Jay is revered. You can say Jay was Kendrick, right? Through the first shot, right? Nas replied. Nas went to dust your ass off, though. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So it's one of them, man. Nas is cold. Let's be real. That's how that would be. You know what I'm saying? And Nas would never. I'm just disappointed, man. Disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Sometimes you got to listen to your partners. I understand you the rapper in the crew. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple rappers in the crew, but sometimes you got to listen to the people that just, you know what I'm saying? Man. I hear it. Huh?
Who?
You and Cody. I still call him the rapper because he did put something out. You know what I'm saying? He put stuff out.
I'll let Cody slide. None of these other niggas.
Ain't nobody else. It's just y'all two. That's it.
That's one nigga that be thinking he nice. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, don't nobody else think they nice. Nobody else. Just y'all two. Shout out.
Damn, man, that hurt.
Shout out to J. Cole, man. Good stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I'm all about you protecting your energy. Because, you know what? It wouldn't have never stopped with you niggas, man. Soon as Kendrick come out with some shit, you know it'd be hard. Now y'all want J. Cole to respond again. His heart wasn't in the first one. Y'all gonna force this nigga because now that I said something the first time, now I got to say something again, or I'm gonna look pussy. Nah, fuck this. Let me stop this right here. It's on me. I fucked up. I shouldn't have said nothing because actually, when I went back to listen to it, you was talking to the other nigga. You wasn't even talking to me. So hey, it is what it is. Let me get the fuck up out of here because the other nigga ain't saying shit yet. So it is what it is. The nigga you talking about ain't saying nothing. So let me get the fuck out of here. I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to J. Cole, man. I respect it. I still am a big fan of J. Cole. I'm a big fan of Kendrick. Shout out to both of them. And I hope they get a group album. I would rather listen to them two than listen to Drake and J. Cole. So shout out to that. Next thing, we had the eclipse. Did you get the eclipse out there? Did y'all see it?
No.
Y'all didn't get none of it? Like, I know y'all wasn't going to get the full eclipse, but y'all didn't get a partial.
It was on Monday, right?
Yesterday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I was asleep. So by the time I woke up, I ain't look out the window anyway. So I wouldn't know if it was over here or not. I was knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
You missed out on your special powers, man. I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm flying through walls and shit right now. You heard me? I just disappeared on this bitch. It was dope, man. They said you ain't going to be able to see this shit for like another 50 years or some shit like that. Be like that. I mean, I thought it was dope, man. I thought it was dope experience just seeing and watching that shit, man. The world, you just see how small you is by some of the shit that happens in the world, man. That's why I always tell people, man, get out, travel. You know what I'm saying? Go see other shit. We're small. Our world, our planet is small. Earth is small. You know what I'm saying? At least go see everything that's on this motherfucker as much as you want. You know what I'm saying? So have a good time. Enjoy yourself. But that was super dope seeing that. Like, you see it like on TV shows and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You see like the eclipse and all that, but to actually physically look up there and everything get black around there, you see that shit up there? I thought that was super dope. So we had a good time. Daughter was outside. I looked at it a couple times. My eyes hurt a little bit off and on. So I fucked up. I got my glasses too, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm black. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we don't listen all the way. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I glanced a couple times.
I can't see out the left eye. I can see out the right eye, though. It gets all the way.
Yeah, real. They're talking about you get powers. I'm like, ain't nobody got no powers because they ain't really look at it. You know what I'm saying? They scared to get their powers. So, you know what I'm saying? Let me peek a little bit and get my powers. But yeah, shout out. Last thing that I have personally, Jonathan Majors, man, he finally went to court. He got sentenced to probation because this whole thing was a misdemeanor. Did you know that? Was you aware of that? This misdemeanor that they dragging this man along. Yeah, it was a misdemeanor.
On the whole trial and stuff. I'm thinking felony.
It was a misdemeanor. And he got probation for this. Lost a lot of shit for something that was a misdemeanor. That's crazy. Even though you see a motherfucker running through the streets of New York, he got caught. You know what's crazy? They had I'm mad I can't remember the guy's name. It's a court case that just finished. The guy he was arrested for a DUI.
Okay.
On the police body camera, you see them get his liquor out the bag, open the cap, twist the cap, open up. You hear it open up. You hear it pop. Mm-hmm. And then they pour some out and say he was drinking and driving and arrested him for that. They got the footage, they showed it in court, and still gave this nigga a DUI. After the footage, they still gave this nigga this shit. So it's like, wow. It's like, okay, but can you be surprised in America when we saw Jonathan Majors running through the streets of New York away from a white woman and still lost everything with a misdemeanor? It ain't a felony, it's the misdemeanor. How they was treating this nigga, going to get him and all this shit for a misdemeanor. Like, come on, bro, on probation. To me, that's the most asinine shit. Let this nigga be who Kane the Conqueror. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm talking about? Let this nigga be back in the movies. Ain't nobody trying to hear that dumb ass shit from y'all. But man, how you feel after hearing that, man?
I was going to say something, but I have partaken in interracial relationships, so I'm not going to say anything at all.
You drunk the milk.
You got the right one now, brother. Stay there. You know what I'm saying? Stay there. That's all.
He ain't lying. He better not. He got his Coretta. He keep on saying that shit. He be fucking up saying that all the time.
That shit, bro.
Just because the nigga dressed old, man. He got to chill with that. Like, bro, I'm trying to be on your side, my brother, but you making it hard. Come on now.
Oh man.
Yeah. But shout out, man. Anything I missed, man? I'm trying to think.
No. Not that I would know.
I feel like I touched pretty much everything. I don't know if y'all got some Kuwaiti news out there or some shit. I don't know about it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't shit popping out this motherfucker, man. I don't be in the economy unless I'm trying to find some food, man. Fuck these niggas. So, I'm going to go watch Kung Fu Panda tomorrow. Damn, I ain't got no vehicle. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I had to have these niggas tow my shit from the apartment because they gave me a loaner. My car had been in the shop for 2 weeks waiting on struts and shocks or some shit. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Whatever. But my car had been sitting there for 2 weeks now. They just gave me a loaner a little while ago. First day I got, I'm driving. The brakes are squealing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking, screaming at you. Like, I'm like, nigga, how y'all didn't hear this? Went, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I get in the car. My vehicle rides so smooth. In comparison to everybody else's vehicle. Even people who just drive my car once, they'd be like, damn, man, your car always so damn smooth, man. I don't know. I don't be out like I'm dirt road racing out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep my tires stay on the pavement, and they go at a moderate speed. You know what I'm saying? So it felt a little weird, but everybody's car feel different. So I'm like, you know what I mean? So as I was driving it last night after my doctor appointment, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what, shit, I'm hungry. I'm not buying no food. I'm going to go up to the free camp and get me a free meal. You know what I'm talking about? I'm driving. I'm coming through the construction zone. I hear clunking and clattering, but there's other cars around me. So I'm like, oh, this ain't this one. It can't be this one. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving. The RPMs is jumping or not moving. I'm like, what the fuck's? Oh, okay. Okay. So I get to the gate, going through the check, you know, with the security. Car is screaming at me like the whirling noise or whirring, whatever word, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like a hum, and it just sound like the bottom about to fall out the bitch. I pull up to the side. I'm like, man, y'all hear that? They was like, is that you? I said, I think so. They was like, man, you might want to get that shit checked. I was like, hey, man, it's about a 40-minute drive to the crib. I got to pray in everything that I love to make it home safe. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I didn't feel comfortable, man. Them niggas had to come tow that shit from here today, so I can't even go watch Panda Express, but Kung Fu Panda. I'm hungry, man. The Frosted Flakes ain't cutting it.
Yeah, I know. Man. Everybody that's my bad.
No, I was just saying you covered it. Yeah, good. God damn, bro. Fuck on the podcast, niggas.
Everybody, man, I think we've talked about Book's album for a couple weeks. I can't wait till he come home. We're not spoiling anything, but
okay.
Book got a couple treats for y'all on his album that I'm really surprised that bro coming through like this with a couple things. All he gotta do is get in the studio and make the shit clear and master that shit. But the shit he got already together. I think y'all gonna be pleasantly surprised with this when y'all hear it. You know what I'm talking about? So, as of right now, what kind of dates you thinking about? Because you coming home, I know you coming home, but I mean, some work still got to be done to it once you're home. You know what I'm saying? When do you think it's gonna come out?
Honestly, all that out before mid August, at least a month from the time that I get home. You know what I'm saying? I need to be able to, I got to send everything because I got to get the masters first so I can copyright the actual song. So I got to get that done. So the studio is imperative. You know what I'm saying? Not to bullshit and wait till the last minute. That way I can get the ball rolling on that and get all the sounds back because I don't know how long, you know, the person's going to take to, you know what I'm saying, to fine tune it or whatever. So I want to give them as much time as possible. I still got to set up like the little streaming accounts and all that. I got to learn a little bit. I got to learn, you know, the business aspect a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to give some producers publishing or some shit like that, like they little percent. And I'm like, it ain't that damn serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want 5 cents? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want, nigga? I got to figure that part out. But I don't think that's going to be too trivial. You know what I'm saying? It's just like right now my mind is like, okay, let me get this part done. And then my mind can tap in onto learning the other parts that I got to figure out. You know what I'm saying? As far as creating a little SoundCloud, Spotify, or how to put my stuff on the little, you know, to stream. And, you know, if I think it's very so much so quality work, people, if I put a price tag on, because I know y'all can stream it for free and shit like that. But out of support, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even make it crazy. It'd be like $5 or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Just whoever want to, you know what I'm saying? I might delete later. You know what I'm saying? Might put a code. You know what I'm saying? Stream might not always be there. But if you buy it, you got it forever. You know what I'm saying? So I am the ones that... Oh, you heard the last one? Mm-hmm. The one that I just... Okay. Yeah. All right. So... There's a couple, like Fran said, that's surprising the fuck out of me, my damn self, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna tell y'all what it is. I just knew I needed to make one like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to have I consider everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, it took me maybe 15 minutes to, like, write it, learn how I wanted to say it. I bought the beat immediately, like without even having words ready. I heard the beat and I was like, oh, I gotta have that. And you know what I'm talking about? Went and bought that shit exclusive. So can't nobody use it. It ain't nothing. It's exclusive. It's all mine, bitch niggas. You know what I'm talking about? You should have got it first. You know what I'm saying? That nigga uploaded it 1 hour ago, like an hour before I heard it. I bought it at 1 hour, 1 minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, didn't take long at all. So, yeah, man, I finally found a female. Talked to her today. She dope to me. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that I heard from her. And I said, hey, I'll let you hear this if this fits your, you know what I'm saying, your style, or if you're comfortable, you know, counter writing, you know what I'm saying, what I'm saying, by all means, go for it. Again, I don't want you to feel forced, because if this ain't your thing, don't say nothing. J. Cole. Mm-hmm. Right. But if you know what I'm saying, if you a big stepper, K Dot, come on the party with your boy. No Diddy. You know what I'm saying? So
the party.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, even when I let her hear it, I told her, I was like, yo, look, I'm a novice at this. Like, I just started in January. This is my first one. This is my inception track. You know what I'm saying? But I like it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling y'all now, people, if I couldn't have found a female, I'd have just gave it to y'all niggas for free, because I'm like, I'm not about to be sitting here stressing about this goddamn track, trying to figure out what female can do whatever to it. You know what I'm saying? So she said, oh, no, she was like, just listen to it. She's like, sound really good. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I appreciate it. She was like, no, I'm not just saying that because, you know what I'm saying, you want me on it. She was like, I like it. I was like, okay. Say less. So I got a couple, you know what I'm saying? And I know every single song's not going to be for every single person. We know that. No album is like that. You know what I'm saying? Even Thriller. I got a couple skips on Thriller, and they said that's the highest selling album of all time. You know what I'm saying? Every song not for everybody. So no matter, the artist, of course, is going to be biased to what they put out. You know what I'm saying? But the song you might not rock with, you're not going to not like it. It might not just be your favorite. You see what I'm saying? But for somebody else, that song is going to be their favorite because it speaks to them in some type of way. So I got a couple that, you know what I'm saying, are unfinished. Shit, even Front. I haven't sent Front much, you know, as of late. Because I'm trying to
have get it right. Because when I get in that studio, I'm going to be right there in the studio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want Frost to be like, I already heard this one. I already know.
Yeah,
what's
I want to be played out by the time I hear it.
I'm trying to keep a cap, a top on these joints. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I am. I'm deleting my PayPal and all that shit because I don't need to be buying no more beats.
Bro got a problem. He got to get that money. That money got to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Either it's going to Broads, busting it open, or he going to buy some beats. Either.
Hey, yeah, they both beat, right? All type of beat. Be worth it. Either way you look at it, right? Yeah, I can't do it no more. Can't do it no more. If I let one beat go, I got to let this beat go too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm up to maybe 15. I could technically split it and make twos, you know what I mean? Make two separate albums, but I don't want to do that because I know I ain't gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't trying to have to go through the cycle again. And you know, for the people that I got on it, like if I put them on the other album, like I don't want them waiting forever as well. You know what I'm saying? I have to put it all out at once. That way that they can, you know, take it to the next level as well, put it on their platforms and distribute it to their people. And hey man, run it up. Run it up. But I think y'all are gonna be
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Let's say that. Let's say that. For sure. Welcome to the MVP. But yeah, man, that's that there. You know what I'm saying? So just gonna have some fun with it, y'all. But it's that time, man. Let's get on up out of here. So people, remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to this podcast. Okay. You can find us on IG at the Man's View. No, I'm sorry, the MVP underscore podcast. You can also email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. All right. So we appreciate y'all rocking, loading, stopping by, dropping by. Taking time out your schedule to kick it with us. You know what I'm saying? It's greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated. Greatly.
Thank y'all. We appreciate it. Until next time, we're going to holler at you. He's out.
It's not a rap with the fellas, and not a person can tell you that our show isn't grooving. So people, stop what you're doing and pull up a seat. We got you week after week when you're hearing us speak, and always bringing the heat from the new to the old. The fellas truly are bold. The stories never get cold. Our conversations are gold. If you look at the logo, you see the trophy we hold. If you think it's a game, you know it's all in the name. We discussing it all from our first to the last. You know we stood on our own and promised. It's nothing but less. It's the MVP way. We hope we're making your day. There's nothing more we can say. So let the video play. MVP.